Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiations continue to finalize a nuclear deal between six world powers and Iran. Before their closed-door session Saturday in Vienna, Austria, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Iran nuclear negotiators are hopeful they'll be able to reach an agreement, but still need to work through some very tough issues.
Well, I think it's fair to say that we're hopeful. We have a lot of hard work to do. There's some very tough issues, and I think we all look forward to getting down to the final effort here to see whether or not a deal is possible.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the two sides would need to work very hard in order to make progress to move forward.
These are important issues that require serious political decision on the part of our negotiating partners. And if they are ready for those serious decisions, I believe a good deal is at hand for everybody to benefit from.
With the self-imposed June 30th deadline looming, some of the toughest issues do remain on the table. In April, Iran and the U.S., Russia, China, France, Britain, and Germany agreed on a plan that was supposed to be the foundation of a final agreement that provided Iran sanctions relief while restricting Tehran's ability to make nuclear weapons. Kurdish fighters had driven out the Islamic State group from the Syrian border town of Kobani 2 days after jihadists took over some of the neighborhoods there. At least 174 have been killed. Police in northeastern Nigeria say two female suicide bombers were killed by one of their own bombs on Saturday while trying to hitch a ride toward the city of Maiduguri. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Greek parliament has voted to accept Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' call for a referendum on July the 5th on proposed reforms needed to get bailout funds. The late-night vote in Athens Saturday began hours after Eurozone ministers refused to extend the bailout program Athens desperately needs. Greek authorities on Friday unilaterally ended negotiations to extend the financial assistance set to expire June 30th. Eurozone chief Yoren Dijsselbloem said ending the talks is a sad decision for Greece.
The process hasn't ended. It'll never end, probably. We will continue to work with Greece. Many things could happen. Many scenarios are conceivable.
Eurogroup members minus Greece said in a joint statement Saturday that euro area authorities stand ready to do whatever is necessary to ensure the financial stability of the euro areas. European Central Bank is set to meet later today amid fears Greece's banks will be unable to open on Monday, while Germany said the eurozone would do everything to protect contagion through the single currency. Here in the U.S., an activist climbed the flagpole outside the state of South Carolina's Capitol building on Saturday and removed the Confederate flag a day after President Obama called it a reminder of systemic oppression and racial subjugation. African-American woman identified as 30-year-old Brittany Newsom was arrested as soon as she climbed down the pole with the flag. Images and video of the incident were posted on social media. Police in Columbia, the state capital, also arrested a man in connection with the flag's removal. Both were charged with defacing a monument. Head of a bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation visiting Cuba is calling on U.S. lawmakers to back White House efforts to establish full diplomatic relations with Havana. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy, speaking Saturday in the Cuban capital, called for full U.S. embassy operations as part of a push to put the best face on the United States forward. Republican Senator Dean Heller said an expanded embassy and other changes that must occur for travel are things that can be accomplished before President Obama leaves office in 2017. Hundreds of heavily armed police officers in a remote part of New York State are focusing their hunt for a prison escapee on a heavily wooded area near the Clinton Correctional Facility. Officials say convicted killer David Sweat may have a tougher time eluding authorities now that he's alone. His fellow escapee, Richard Matt, was shot and killed by police on Friday. Two men staged a spectacular escape from the prison more than 3 weeks ago. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.